I would ask you and any one of your listeners, if you have a clear sky tonight, to go outside and to look at the moon. You will see Mars very, very close to the moon. And Mars will be conjuncting the Earth on August 27. Okay? Now, the impact on August 27 will be felt before and after August 27. So this is where I put my signature, my prediction. This is where I will ask your entire audience, including yourself, and I will remind you, George, to get a pen and a piece of paper and write some dates down, because I'm going to give you some dates, some predictions.
We'll be ready.
All right. Now, the first one will be very, very soon. We are talking about this weekend.
This weekend?
This
okay.
weekend, right. Yes. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm telling you, there will be some very negative energy that will translate, and I don't want to be too negative, into some dramatic happening that we produce some death, but a little bit more than usual. And remember, I don't predict anything.
And could this be natural or man-made?
That's correct. That's a more natural.
A natural disaster.
Right. But remember, I don't predict anything. You and I know that life is a constant process of changes, and everything and history repeat itself. In my downloading, I was able to depict those energy that will translate in our experience into dramatic experience. So next weekend, this coming weekend.
This one coming up, just a few more days from now.
That's correct. Well, today we are the 16th, so let's say the 7th. Well, as of tomorrow, the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th, I'm giving you 3 days. You're going to hear some serious bad news.
And this would be planetary-wide?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, the police will also make the news always. I see the police making some serious news and some secret coming to light. So all will be in detail, is in detail in my books, of course.
So you're saying this weekend, major dramatic effect, some lives, but the police will make the announcement?
Absolutely. You watch on that. This is nasty. Now, I want you to write down also August the 19th and the 20th. Now, this is where we're going to have some battles quick. Okay, I mean serious battles quick and serious explosion. The 19th and the 20th of August.
Now, do you know where?
If I had the USGS working with me and could follow the action of the fault, I could tell you where, because they will always tell you more or less where, but they don't know when. And me, I can tell you when, but I don't know where. This is why we need to work together, but they will drop dead than to work with me. They'd rather do that. The other date I'm going to give you is August the 29th, and August the 30th. Thousands of people will be forced to relocate on those 2 days.
August the 29th and 30th.
Yeah. Thousands of people will be forced to relocate. That will be definitely due to...
Well, maybe a hurricane, right? In an evacuation?
Well, again, I come to you from the archetypal of consciousness, and you come on the logical level. I do not know how this energy will translate. The past has always proved me right in the timing. Like the tsunami, I was supposed to go to Thailand. I do tours over there, and I went to visit my friend in L.A. He says, Louis, I have a week off for Christmas. And I said, guess what? You go, I don't. And he says, why? I says, because I don't. I have to preach and practice what I teach out there. And I was on the very, very beach in Phuket. This is where I was supposed to go. I should be dead. And I am not, because I have knowledge that saved me. My friend came here crying, and he hugged me, and he says, Louis, I can't believe you saved our life. And all my friends over there, all of them, Thai and French, they're all dead. Just because I have a little bit more of awareness.
Yep.
And I wrote all this in my books. You can read it in great detail, as much as the 9/11 and everything else. I do all that before CNN, before anybody else.
All right, so August 29th, 30th, thousands of people evacuated.
That's correct.
Okay.
And the next 2 or 3 days, as I said, be ready for an energy of death that could translate into a battle, earthquake again, or a volcano. But it's nasty, and the police will be making the news.
That's interesting. Now, let me ask you this. When you say the police will make the news, as you know, in Aruba, they've been looking for an American young lady who they believe may be dead.
Well, that secret will come to light on those days. The secret of anything hidden has to come to light. So that's you're an intuitive man. You probably already have crystallized the prediction.
Maybe. Okay, so those three events we should be watching for through the end of August.
That's correct.
Let's talk about some of the predictions in the past, those that have been documented about the tsunami, as you just mentioned, the Iraq War, SARS. Tell me about, and we're going to come up to a break soon, Luis, but tell me a little bit about 9/11. What did you feel? What did you see?
Well, 9/11 came from a planet called Pluto. Pluto is the planet of death, the planet of drama, the lord of Hades in Greek mythology. And this planet is in the sign of Sagittarius that rules anything and everything that works with foreigners, teaching, publishing, and indeed religion. So there is a full restructure of religion, the past and the future battling each other. The war is also taking place in the heavens and translate in this dense physical world with the United States, which is the tip of the tip of technology, dealing with religious lunatics. And incidentally, in 1991, I was on the Art show, and I told Art, this country is going towards a religious war. And he says, what? A religious war in the United States? I say, yes, Art. And if you have access to his archive, you can hear me saying that.
Okay, yes, we do. We do indeed.
Well, if you can retrace it, you can see it exactly what I told him.
What is it, Luis, that gets to you, that allows you to do this? What kind of power in the universe have you tapped into?
Well, again, remember, I was a recording artist, George. I had nothing to do with this. I'm also a welding engineer. I worked in Pearl Harbor. I worked in San Diego Bay. I had nothing to do with the life I'm leading now. I'm not the same person, I'm telling you. Since those encounters, something took place, and I explained to you the best way I could the downloading that forced me to literally paint my entire house. And I couldn't take my head off the books of Nostradamus. I could not stop studying anything that dwelt with the universal mind. And it was like I was forced to get into this line of work. And I'm able to channel information. I scare people sometimes.